dive in to the Get It Done actions. And the first one is to define your career progress. Okay, so what do I mean by career progress? Well, let's be honest. For a lot of us, our career can kind of sometimes look like this, right? Like we're doing the same things and we're running around. It's the same meeting, it's the same project, and we don't always see the progress that we're making. Anybody ever had that happen? You know, I know it happens to me sometimes. So as we define our career progress, the first sprint we're going to do here is to scan the year. We're going to really create a little bit of the highlight reel of our year. Okay, so we don't just look at it at the macro level where we're going around and around and doing the same things. We're going to dig deeper into what really happened this year. Where did I really spend my time, my energy, my focus? Here's how we're going to do that. I asked you to bring your calendar, and whether it's on this device or whether it's in a piece of paper or a planner. Now, most of you, it's probably going to be on this device, okay? So as we look at this, I'm going to ask you to resist going in other places and just open up your calendar, not your email, not Facebook or Insta or anything else, but just your calendar. We're going to look at quarters. No, not really, not quarters like this. We're going to look at quarters of the year. So we're going to jumble or bunch the year into quarters. So what's a quarter of a year? Well, January, February, March. That's the first quarter. And then April, May, June, the second quarter. So 1 minute at a time, we're going to look at your calendar. You're going to look at a quarter at a time. And it's probably going to look something like this, right? You're going to pull up whatever view is right for you, and you're just going to start to scan through. And what pops out? What were the meetings? What were the deliverables? What were the events? And this is by no means a, you know, full deep dive, you know, every single thing. If you want to do that at some point, you certainly can. But often just by scanning, just 3 months at a time, you get the highlights. You get the highlights of where you spent your time. It's like, oh yeah, there were a lot of meetings for the XYZ project. That's where my time, my energy was. Okay, so you got what you're doing, got your calendar, and then on your workbook, and there are some examples here. So if you look at your workbook, there's some examples, like, and again, these are just pulling out words. It might be just performance reviews or, you know, Project X or the issue with Stacy. You know, no apologies to Stacy, but what was taking your time, your energy, your focus in each of those quarters? We're going to go through each quarter. I'm going to give you a minute. Okay? So, are you ready? You have your calendar? However you use it, this or something on paper. We're going to just look at January, February, and March and write down the key things that pop out. All right? Ready, set, 1 minute, quarter one, go. What was happening in January, February, March? Looking into your 30 seconds.
asleep when you lie to me. All the excitement, all that danger. I'm hoping that I will keep you up.
That's time for quarter one. Take a second. Write the rest of your thoughts down, those words, those key things. I know it goes fast. I know. Don't judge it. Don't overthink it. It's whatever pops out. There's no right or wrong here. You are perfect just the way you are. Get it down. You ready for quarter two? Okay, remember, these high level, where did your energy go? What were the things you were spending time with? Get ready for the second quarter. Ready? Set, go. That's 30 seconds. What was April, May, or June of this year? Okay, that's time for the second quarter. Finish your thought. Write down those key words, those things that came out. Where was your energy, your time spent that second quarter, April, May, June? Okay, shake your hand out a little bit. Shake your body out a little bit. Let's finish the year, okay? July, August, and September. 1 minute. Ready? Oh, by the way, if it's the same thing, that's fine. A lot of us have projects that go on and on. It doesn't have to be something different every time. So don't judge it, remember? But July, August, September, third quarter. Ready, set, go. Don't give up. You got this. Make it, they just want to divide 2017 money clock. We see the point of 30 seconds. July, August, September. Maybe you had vacation in there. Who knows? Where was your energy? Okay. And that's time. Good job. You are doing awesome. Now we've got the last quarter, and this should be pretty easy because not all of it is done yet. So what was October and November so far? And maybe you can anticipate what's going to happen the rest of November and December, okay? One more minute. Ready? Set, go. Fourth quarter, last quarter of the year. What are the themes? What's been happening lately? Where have you been spending your time? Fifteen seconds. Okay, that's time. Okay, finish up the words you're writing, the thoughts that you had, the little notes that you made for yourself. Give yourself a round of applause, because you just scanned the year. You just created a mini highlight reel for yourself. And I bet there was something that you came across you've forgotten about, or that you really wouldn't have remembered today that you did back in the first quarter, the second quarter. Or heck, even the beginning of October, sometimes it's hard to remember those things. So good for you